coming up on episode number 907, celebrating the birthday as we like to do for Cover Story Thursday. Let's do Jackson Browne, some California pop. You're going to hear some covers of some of Jackson Browne's biggest songs, but a lot of covers by Jackson Browne. He covers a lot of people. The Beatles, Bob Dylan, and Warren Zevon. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday night. It's Thursday, October 11th, 2012. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Tonight, the music of Mr. Jackson Browne, who was born October 9th, 1948, just turned 64 a couple days ago. Born in Heidelberg, Germany, but of course always connected with California pop, the music of things like the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, Bonnie Raitt. Well, I guess Bonnie Raitt's from the South. She's not from California, but you will actually hear some Bonnie Raitt on the show tonight. Let's start off, though, with a song that was featured very prominently in the film Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Here's the cover by Phantom Planet from Not Another Teen Movie from 2001. It is Somebody's Baby.
Jackson Brown, come on out.
Just a little bit longer. half-wrecked prejudice leaps forth. Rip down all hate, I screamed. Lies that life is black and white spoke from my skull, I dreamed. Romantic facts of musketeers, foundation deep somehow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Girls' faces formed the forward path from phony jealousy to memorizing politics of ancient history, flung down by corpse evangelists, unthought of though somehow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. They self-ordained professors come serious to fool, spouted out that liberty is just equality in school. Equality, I spoke their word as if a wedding vow. Oh, but I was so much older.
Jackson Browne with Joan Osborne for a cover of a song written by Bob Dylan but popularized by the Byrds, My Back Pages. You'll find that on the album Steal This Movie. It's a soundtrack to the film Steal This Movie from 2000. Joan Osborne and Jackson Browne with our cover of My Back Pages. Before that, the Jackson 5 from an album called Looking Through the Windows. That is Doctor My Eyes, came out in 1972, the same year as Jackson Browne recorded it for his album, his debut album. And it's such a weird thing to think that their careers overlapped to the point where they could cover Jackson Browne. So cool, though. Jackson 5 covering Jackson Browne, Doctor My Eyes. Right before that, a song that Jackson Browne is known for covering, but that's a great version from the No Nukes concert from 1979. That's Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band fronted by Jackson Browne with Clarence Clemons helping out there on vocals. Stay, originally by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. And then we start off the set with Somebody's Baby from the Not Another Teen Movie soundtrack, covered there by Phantom Planet. And it's probably one of Jackson Browne's biggest songs. Coverville today is brought to you by ThinkGeek, ThinkGeek.com. And something that I've bought recently, and I absolutely am blown away by how well this thing works, it's the iFrogs Boost Near Field Audio Speaker. So you've got your cell phone. Maybe it's an iPhone, maybe it's an Android, whatever. But you've got the little speakers on the back, and in a pinch, those will do all right as far as being able to listen to music without headphones, right? I mean, if you have to. Well, what if there was a device about the size of two iPhones stacked together, maybe about as thick as a couple of cigarette packs? It is the iFrogs Boost Near Field Audio Speaker. And if you set your phone down on that or your iPod Touch, it uses near field audio. So no wires, but it uses near field audio to broadcast the audio from your device in stereo sound. And it is absolutely incredible. I mean, this is loud enough to easily fill a room with music. And it doesn't use wires. It doesn't use Bluetooth. As a matter of fact, it runs on a couple AA batteries that will last forever in this thing. It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. It's the iFrogs Boost Near Field Audio Speaker, and it's just one of the many things you can get right now at ThinkGeek.com. Make sure you stop over at Coverville on your way. Hit the link on the right side of the page for ThinkGeek.com, and that'll take you to their page. And it also gives me a kickback on anything you buy there. Start at Coverville, and then go to ThinkGeek.com. Stuff for smart masses. All right, let's get to a song whose popularity was the result of a statue erected in Winslow, Arizona, where you'll find a bronze statue standing on the corner, and in the reflection you'll see a girl in a flatbed Ford driving by. Yes, it's Take It Easy, a song that Jackson Browne wrote but didn't get finished in time for his first album. He was buddies with Glenn Frey at the time. Glenn Frey said, hey, let me do it. I've got a new band called The Eagles. We'd love to record that song. Come on, let me finish it. Let me record it. Jackson Browne said, sure, let you do it. The Eagles released it in 1972. And Jackson Browne turned around and recorded his own version on his For Everyman album in 1973. So originally released by the Eagles, but covered here by its original writer, Mr. Jackson Browne. Here is Take It Easy.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. A fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to have a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be. Open up, I'm climbing in to take it easy. Oh, sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jaguar. Life are ringing through my open view, inciting and inviting me. Limitless, undying love which shines around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe. Shine.
I can't scare anybody. They come from miles around to laugh in my face, eat in my field.
Said a scarecrow swinging on a pole to some blackbirds sitting on a fence. Oh, the Lord gave me a soul, but forgot to give me common sense.
Said the blackbird, well, well, well. is to reason out the reason of the wishes and the whiness and the whence. If I had an ounce of common sense.
If he had an ounce of common sense.
Well, what would you do, Scarecrow?
I would while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching. If I only had a brain, I'd unravel every riddle for every individual, trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why oceans never show. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain. If I only had a brain. Think some more. Yeah, it would be kind of pleasing to reason out the reason for things I can't explain. Then perhaps I'd deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain. I could dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
From a Wizard of Oz in concert from 1996, featuring Jewel as Dorothy, Nathan Lane as the Cowardly Lion, and right there, you heard Jackson Browne as the Scarecrow doing If I Only Had a Brain. Great version right there. And I love the little extra bit at the beginning. Really, really cool. Jackson Browne, If I Only Had a Brain. Before that, you heard him again doing a cover of the Beatles' Across the Universe. This one came out in 2009 as part of an Abbey Road tribute and also features Robbie Krieger from The Doors on guitar. These Days by the Golden Palominos from their 1993 album, This Is How It Feels. Now, this is another song similar to Take It Easy that was written by Jackson Browne, but not recorded until later. Nico actually recorded the very first version of These Days. Golden Palominos covered it right there in 1993, And great version. Actually, so many great versions of that song. It is a fantastic song to cover. These Days by the Golden Palominos. Jackson Browne at the very beginning of the set with a song that he wrote. The Eagles released first, Take It Easy, then released it a year later on his For Everyman album. That's Jackson Browne and Take It Easy. All right, we will get to the last set of music here in just a moment. Before we do that, let's tell you about Audible.com. Try it for free for 30 days by visiting the following URL, audibletrial.com/coverville. What do you get when you do that? Well, you get access to Audible.com and you get a free downloadable audiobook of your choice, whatever you want. Maybe you want The Life of Pi, or you want The Habit, or The Fault in Our Stars by John Green, or Lee Child's Wanted Man, the Jack Creature book, No Easy Day by Mark Owen. A lot of great books right now available. And if you're listening to this podcast, use the same technology as you would use to listen to an audiobook from Audible. Try it now. It's audibletrial.com/coverville. Let's get to the last set of music with a song that was originally released by Warren Zevon, covered very famously by Linda Ronstadt, and then covered right here by Jackson Browne and Bonnie Raitt. It is Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. The songs of Warren Zevon, Enjoy Every Sandwich, 2004 is the album it came out on. Here are Jackson Browne and Bonnie Raitt.
On me. You take Sally, I'll take Sue. There ain't no difference between the two. Cocaine running all around my brain. Heading down Scott, turning up Maine. Looking for that girl who sells cocaine. Cocaine running all around my brain. Oh, mama, come real quick. That old cocaine's about to make me sick. Running all around my brain. Well, now I've gone and upset baby.
Because I've been drinking beer and doing cocaine, and it's running all around my became the change.
of some greater awakening. I've been aware of the time going by. They say in the end, it's in the wink of an eye.
It's in the wink of an eye.
And when the morning light comes streaming in, you get up, do it again. Oh, man, do it. He knows that all his hopes and dreams begin and end there. Who started out so young and strong, only to surrender.
Like silence without ideals of
violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, that she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hour. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Valentines can't buy her. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations. Read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. The candles in ceremonies of the horsemen, even the pawn must hold a grudge. Statues made of matchsticks tumble into one another. My love winks, she doesn't bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge. The bridge at midnight trembles. The country doctor rambles. Bankers' nieces seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer. The night blows rainy. My love, she's like some raven at my window with a broken wing.
Minus Zero, No Limit by Jackson Browne, recorded for the Chimes of Freedom, Bob Dylan tribute that came out earlier this year. Jackson Browne, a great cover right there of Love Minus Zero, No Limit. You know, there are great songwriters, and it's amazing when you hear one great songwriter like Jackson Browne cover another like Bob Dylan. Amazing, amazing confluence there. Before that, The Pretender, great song by Jackson Browne, covered by Gary U.S. Bonds, I believe, backed up by the E Street Band on that one, from his album Dedication, which came out in the 90s. Famous for doing that song, This Little Girl Is Mine, remember Gary U.S. Bonds? From his album Dedication. Brad Roberts, right before that, that voice is just amazing, how low he's able to go. And of course, You know him as the lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies, Brad Roberts. That one came out on an album he recorded live in concert in 2001 called Crash Test Dude. And it's a two-disc set with covers and Crash Test Dummies songs. It's a great, great recording, and he sounds like he's hilarious in concert. That's his cover of Jackson Browne's Cocaine. And we start off the set with Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, originally by Warren Zevon, covered there by Jackson Browne with Bonnie Raitt for the 2004 tribute to Warren Zevon called Enjoy Every Sandwich. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. It's great to have you here. It's great to have you listening, and great to have you supporting the program as you do. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com, call a request line at 206-222-COVER, or visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop on the web for cover music and cover music information. It's all right there, coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday with another episode of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abitz saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Did I really forget how to spell cashfly? Holy cow. How many episodes have I been doing this for? Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultrafeed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, they're never running on empty.
Shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.